It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. It is Thursday. You're one day closer to the weekend.
You know what you should do?
What?
Not you, but them. All you who are listening. What you should do is in the mornings, you know, if you need to go to sleep or you need to go out and do something else, just go to Mile High Sports Radio or go to Audio Boom, look up the best of Mile High Sports Radio and check down one of our podcasts and listen to it in the morning. When you're getting ready for work.
Listen to it in the morning.
We'll make you laugh.
Car.
We'll make you laugh. I promise. Well,
we'll do something to you. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you cry. We'll confuse you.
We'll make
you
feel things that you yourself never knew that you could possibly have felt.
Or have wanted to feel.
Yes, that neither.
So you're telling me about tickling trout.
Fish, yes. Fish tickling.
Well, it's specifically trout.
Yeah. Because
it's not all fish. Like, you can't do that to all fish because not all fish get...
Well, sharks aren't very ticklish.
No. You can't do that to a catfish or other fish. It's specifically for trout.
Okay, how you tickle a fish?
Trout. It is specific to trout.
Okay,
so
fine,
trout. Well, be specific. You can't do it to other fish, according to this.
Well, I mean, okay, so you sneak up very quietly to the side of a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're actually kind of crawling up there on your belly when you get there, and you kind of look in to see if there's any fish that are kind of hanging out there. And you reach your hand in very slowly when you see that fish, and you reach your hand in, and you start rubbing their belly.
Mm-hmm.
Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Eventually, that fish will just kind of turn over on its back. And then you kind of grab it, and you throw it as far as you possibly can inland so that it won't like flop back into the water, and that's how you tickle and catch a fish.
Okay, well, I would like to see you do that because it sounds incredibly difficult and unlikely.
Well, that's why I tell you to carry the pocket fisherman in your car so you don't have to worry about tickling fish.
I'm trying to help people out. I don't need a pocket fisherman. I need a stick and some string and a clothespin, and I can catch fish and some worms.
You can catch fish and some worms and flies.
I mean, I don't need a pocket fisherman. Besides, I don't know how. I mean, I've obviously never used a pocket fisherman.
Well, it fits in your pocket. Allegedly, of course.
Yeah, it feels like it looks pretty big to actually fit in a pocket.
Let me see a pocket fisherman.
I'm looking at a video of some dude trying to tickle a trout.
Okay. And does it sound a lot like how I'm describing it?
Yeah, it's exactly how you describe it.
How would I know unless I had indeed tickled a fish before?
I don't know. Someone might have told you.
Well, my dad did right before he showed me how to do it.
Just seems very unlikely.
No, not really. It's actually pretty likely. Pretty likely that you can catch a fish tickling them.
If you can get close enough.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Only look.
All right. I mean, I've only been fishing my entire life. Okay. And most of the time when I see a trout in a stream and you get near it, it runs away.
Were you there at 5 in the morning?
This guy's not there at 5 in the morning.
You kind of got, well, listen, you want to increase your odds. You got to do it at 5 in the morning when there's like smoke on the water and fire in the sky. That's when you want to do it because the fish are cold-blooded.
All fish, by the way.
Trout.
Okay, probably.
Trout are cold-blooded, and so they rest whatever the heck they're doing closer to shore early in the mornings before they go into deeper water, and that's when you do it.
Just find it weird that of all of the survival shows that have been on TV, you know, Bear Grylls and the other guy who whines a lot.
Survivor Man.
Yeah, Whiner Man. That none of them have ever thought, hey, you know what? I should just tickle a fish when I'm starving to death in the mountains.
You know, I actually wonder that a lot because it is a technique.
I don't know, man.
I
know. I'm looking at this, and it just feels like the fish is already dead. Like, it's not, I mean, seriously, it's not even moving.
No.
It's not.
Well, he's
moving.
Grabbing it.
Yeah.
So the difference.
Usually you pull a fish out of the water, it's doing something.
Well, you know what the fish is doing when I'm tickling it? I'm scooping it, and I'm actually taking it, and I'm throwing that fish, because I don't believe that you can get a good handle on it, because in the water they're slippery. Fish are slippery.
This guy literally just picked up a fish out of the water.
Well, he's better than I am at it, but I can still do it. And then you throw it, you whip it into the trees.
Okay. Well, next time you go to your cabin
this weekend.
Okay. I want you to make your wife follow you down to the stream.
Lake.
Whatever. So she can videotape you tickling a trout.
Okay.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
All right.
I will. And then what will you do when I come back with fish tickling video?
I will sing a song in Spanish at Friday karaoke. Two things that no one ever thinks will happen. You can tickle a fish, and I will sing a song in Spanish.
Well, I know 100%. I have tickled fish before.
Yeah, well, I've sung a song in Spanish. It was terrible. So,
well, my tickling fish was a lot more successful.
We're even on that front. That is just a bizarre.
Well, I have to do it early in the morning because I don't want to get caught. It's not legal to do it.
Why? Listen, if you have a fishing license, what does it matter how you catch the fish? Why would it be illegal to tickle a fish as opposed to just fish for a fish?
I'm not the one that is making the laws. I don't know.
Seriously, is there a law in Colorado that says trout tickling is illegal?
I don't know if it's a Colorado law, but there's a place where we go where there's private fishing sometimes.
All right, well, then it doesn't matter. It's private fishing.
Well, that's why they have the rule. It's not so much a rule as is a guideline. It's like an unwritten rule. You know, it's kind of like in baseball.
Is this a private or public?
Private.
All right. Trout tickling is illegal in public places only.
I told you. You can't believe it.
No. So you make these blanket statements like, well, it's illegal. I'm like, no.
It's illegal in public.
It can't just
listen,
be
it's frowned upon.
Blanket
it's, okay,
statement
so
illegal.
Listen. In the private lakes where we happen to have a cabin, okay, it is also discouraged to tickle fish, trout.
That makes no sense to me.
It's so easy.
Who is sitting there going, you know what we shouldn't let people tickle trout, but they could toss a stick of dynamite in there and blow them up.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal too.
Skim them off the top of the water.
Pretty sure that's illegal too.
It's just the dumbest thing to be illegal. Just dumb. Play the drop, Alex. That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
Thank you. I'm cranky again today.
I didn't make the rules. I just exploit them for YouTube videos.
Well, you don't have to tell people where you're at.
I'm in Utah.
Video. Yeah,
wink,
whatever.
Wink, wink, wink,
I just
wink,
want
wink.
The video of you actually.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It is ridiculous. I'm cranky again today because it was hot.
Again. It's not even 80 degrees today.
Well, it was sunny.
And of course, the Rockies weren't on TV, so you had to listen on radio.
I didn't. I just checked in on ESPN. When I saw that it was 1-0 going into extra innings, I kind of felt like they were going to lose.
It wouldn't have been 1-0 going into extra innings. It was 1-1 going into extra innings.
Well, whatever. I felt like they were going to lose.
See, the
game.
Whole thing about extra innings is they're tied.
Thanks. Got it.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit like pokey right now. Like poke, poke, poke,
yeah,
poke, 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 poke. I'm trying not to be. I'm really not.
No, you're not.
You maligned my fishing skills, man.
I did malign your fishing skills, and I maligned your active interest in your child's development as well.
Well, I mean,
and your overall way of life.
Well, I get that. I get that. Listen, suburbia is not for everybody.
No.
I mean,
no, it is not.
You know, the being able to walk around at night. Not having to lock your doors
all
the time.
I walk around at night all the time.
Yes, that's because you're stalking people.
No, people think it's scary downtown. You just keep to yourself. It's really not that bad. Unless you actively choose to walk into a crime scene somewhere.
Or if some crazy clown with 3-foot knives comes walking up towards you.
You know what? If that happens, don't confront them. That's a pretty simple solution. Or if crazy people are around you, leave the situation. I've lived downtown for years and years and years. I've almost never had a problem with people downtown.
Almost never.
And usually when I do, it's some hobo person.
Remember that time you went to jail?
That
it's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.